Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking to the Wall. Today we have an amazing guest. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited, and she actually brought her bodyguard with her. But other than that, you know, let's welcome Shelly to the show. Shelly. I'm so excited that you're here.
I'm so honored.
No, thank I'm just you. Happy. Thank you for coming. Obviously, I guess the audience knows very well of Ray Koontz. Yeah. You know, so he's the man with coming to my podcast. So I'm very fortunate that you were able to bless this mic. I actually kind of wanted to talk about I want to start off with your love of nature. I've never met someone so nature loving and wanting to leave this world in a better place with the whole recycling, picking up trash on hikes. I kind of want to start from the beginning. Where did that all kind of fall into you, or like, where did you get your inspiration? Like, I like hiking, I like going to.
So hiking definitely started with my dad growing up. He loved taking us on camping trips, especially to national parks. I remember going to Yosemite and Sequoia. So he was the one that kind inspired, camping and nature and hiking. He loved hiking. And I remember growing up, sometimes I just didn't want to go, and I feel bad about it now.
I think that's Ray, actually. That's Ray. He doesn't like to go.
Yeah, and then just growing up, I really started realizing, oh my God, this is actually my fun. This is what I love. Like, this is what
brought
I
you joy.
Yeah, it made me so happy. And like, even now, being on the trail, some things remind me of my dad, like green apples. He would always bring a green apple. So I'm like, oh, if I eat a green apple, like, I don't know, it's almost like that soft spot for me also.
Kind of brings like the nostalgia, right? Like kind of feeling that. And then it just kind of just stuck with you, right? Because I know when me and Diana first met you guys, I think you're the first people to be like, hey, let's go on a hike as a date or something. And I'm like, this is the thing.
This will be fun.
I know. I was like, this is what you guys do. And I was always like kind of intrigued by it because I was like, oh, okay. It's not your typical thing to do on like maybe a double date. And you're just like, hey, come with us to go hike. We'll take you somewhere. And I'm like, how do you guys find these places? Like, I was always like astonished by that and just thinking about it to being like, oh, that kind of triggered it. But
yeah,
you've kept it on for like forever. Like, I feel like since we've known you, or at least, you know, together, as far as like I can remember, it was always like, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, let's do a hike. And I was like, okay. Like, I think it takes me back to when we did Mount Baldy.
Oh, you know, yes.
Ray obviously carried me and saved my life, but I almost died. I was so like, I think the fulfillment after the end, I know I touched on it with Ray in our podcast about it, and just feeling like, wow, like I accomplished this. Like, it was such a good feeling.
It's a great feeling, especially just finishing it, going through it. Even if you don't finish, it's still a great feeling that you actually went out there
and actually tried something. I'm still, Diana keeps telling me, like, hey, we should do it after the baby's born. It's like,
take the baby on the back.
I don't, well, that's why I'll have Ray there. He'll have the baby on the back, and then I'll be able to stay.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's gonna happen. It'll be baby boy, my baby boy. And then in the front, it'll be Luca. So he'll have the front half. So it'll be almost like a dual seater kind of thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Cause I think Ray needs to challenge you. Not so much. But I was shocked how quickly, I guess, like, now that you've been doing it for so long, was the pace you keep. It's crazy. I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
Sometimes I don't either. It sometimes comes as a surprise to me.
Because I see you and I'm just like, all right,
my
cool.
My little legs just.
You know, you're chipping away. You're like, you know? Yeah. I was shocked.
I just let her blast through ahead. Like, I'll get there when I get there. Yeah.
Our group chat is called I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's a good group chat. Guys, take note, please. You'll get there when you get there. And I feel like that mentality, when Ray had told me, he's like, hey, take your time, you know, you just, you know, at your own pace. And I was like, all right, cool. But I think the day that we chose it was the hottest of the whole, it was the worst time.
It was such a hot day.
Obviously, I wouldn't have done it with the snow there. You know, obviously, it snows there, but honestly, I would have been like, if it would have just been overcast, I would have been like, I wouldn't have been like that much better, but I would have been like, all right, at least the sunburn is not going to be there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was going to exist for people of my skin tone.
Peeled for days.
Brown.
Because you're at a higher elevation.
No, but that didn't occur to me. It didn't, like, in my mind, I was like, no, we should be fine. We're okay. And then after I think I texted both of you guys. I was like, what do you use for the burn? You're like, aloe vera. Let's just do it. Just lather it on. And I was like, dude, this is insane. Yeah, it was a few days. Like, I've never felt that feeling of like, I have to peel. Like, what the heck is this?
And like, just like the radiating heat coming out of your body.
Yeah. It was horrible. I don't know.
Nah, heat definitely does make a huge impact when hiking.
How was your experience with, I know a lot of my fans are going to be excited for this. What drove you to madness to go to the Mount Everest base camp? I was shocked. And I might have been influenced by some alcohol to do this, but at least like you were just like, I want to do that. Like was that like something on your like hiking bucking list? Like I'm going to do the base camp or something.
It definitely was. I never imagined it to be so soon when I felt like I remember one day someone had posted on Facebook saying that they had joined this all women's group to go hike Everest Base Camp. And she said, there's a few spots left. And so I went online and I was looking at it and I read about the company, All Women, and they also support, in Nepal, they also support like an all women guiding group. So I really liked their values and everything. And I remember sending it to Kenya and I was like, let's go. But never in my mind did I think we were really going to go, that she was going to be down for it. And when she said yes, I booked my ticket right then. And I put in my deposit. Yeah, no hesitation. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, shoot. What did I do?
What have I done?
Yeah. And that's when, like, we just really kicked our hiking into high gear.
Okay, and what was the whole time frame as far as how much time did you have as far as your training to be like, all right, what do I need to do in order to make this happen? Like, how often were you hiking? Obviously, every weekend.
Right? Yeah, it was every weekend, and I set out to do, like, there's a SoCal challenge called SoCal Six Hikes.
That was the peak challenge.
Yeah,
the six peaks.
Yeah, six peaks challenge. So I did all of those because they're the six most recommended hikes to do if you're trying to
train.
Like, yeah, train. So I did those.
What and six peaks?
It is, know? Yeah.
No, I'm just curious. I want to test your knowledge. I'm curious.
Testing him?
No, I'm testing your knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know Ray knows it. I'm trying to test you.
So it's Mount Baldy. Okay. So you already did
one. I did one. Maybe. We'll just see.
San Jacinto, San Gorgonio, which was
the worst.
The hardest worst one?
Do you honestly think
the hardest one out of all those six-pack of peaks, that one was the hardest one.
Why?
It was long. Mm-hmm. It was...
Like the last, like
the incline, the elevation, or what?
The last like 2 or 3 miles, there's like no cover in the sun.
Oh yeah,
it was
a hot day. Yeah, okay. It was a hot day.
Okay.
Oh yeah, sorry. So
that's three.
Three.
Ontario.
No, Cucamonga.
Oh, that's right,
Cucamonga. Mount Baden-Powell. And, oh, Mount Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Six guys. You heard it here first. All six peaks. Want to train for something crazy. Do those 6 peaks.
But then we also did Whitney, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did Mount Whitney right before.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few months before, we did Whitney.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, Ray was dragged along. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because you have to get, it's, like, recommended, like, on that thing that you have to get, like, a 14,000 mile.
Yeah.
Just to see how you deal with elevation.
Mm-hmm. And I actually lied on my when I had got the deposit for the trek, it does have a questionnaire.
Okay.
And it asked, like, have you gone to 14,000 feet? because that's the highest in America.
Okay.
And I said, yes, Whitney. And I hadn't even done Whitney, but I was like, I'll do it before. So technically, like, it is not going to be a lie. It's a progressive yes.
It's going to eventually get it to be a real statement for you. That's crazy. And then, so how many months did you have prior to your trip?
It was less than a year. So
like 8 months.
Yeah.
8 months.
Wow. Yeah, it was like 6 to 8 months. Because I remember buying it before summer, and then my trip was in November.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And as far as, like, you being on your way there, traveling, what was the... Or did you ever get to a point where you felt like, oh, shit, maybe I shouldn't have done this, like, on the trail or on the hike with Kenya?
No, never.
No. You were just like, no, maybe.
I made the right choice.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm glad that day I just booked it.
Okay. That's crazy. That's insane.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
No regrets?
Not okay.
Not a single letter. Okay, that's good. No, that's really good. That was good jokes over here, guys. That's crazy. I don't know. Like, I've, like, mentally preparing, because that's physically is one thing, but mentally, like, when you were there, you're just like, I have to do this. How was the whole, as far as like the, it being organized? You with, it was a group, right? It wasn't just you and Kenya, right? So
it was such an organized, they were very organized. They told you what to pack, what they recommended. They really gave you everything that you needed, like, on information about the trail, about what you would experience, and they also had us get travel insurance in case anything happened over there. We all had to purchase a travel health insurance.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah, so I mean that was good. I'm glad we all got that, because we ended up all using it when we got stuck in or not using it. We were supposed to ask. We got stuck at an airport before getting to where the trail was supposed to start.
Okay.
Because of the weather, there was no airplanes leaving, but we had to get there that same day in order to start on our
on your peak to base camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we ended up having to pay out of pocket for a helicopter, even though all our funds were supposed to already be covered, since this was something that just...
Unforeseen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like $375 per person. So we ended up paying. Some people ended up going to their travel insurance when we got back and saying, I need to be reimbursed. Not everyone got a reimbursement, but some people did, depending on which travel insurance they went through.
Dang, but that's crazy. All right, so how many, at least, checkpoints between where your trail started to where you were going to finally end up at base camp for Everest?
So it was 12 days total, 80-ish miles, some over 80 miles. And it was 8 days going there, because you go really slow because you're going up. Not really slow, but the trail gets cut into shorter hikes.
Okay.
And then coming back, we do it in 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. 80 miles, you said?
Mm-hmm.
None of that occurred to you, or you're just like, as far as your group, how big was your group?
The group was... I think there was like 12 of us. It was
like the Sherpas, like the porters.
No.
Can you explain what a Sherpa is, or porter?
With us, they would be porters.
Okay.
The porter is the person that's basically guiding you, but also carrying your load, because.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. So. We have to bring our, like, hiking pack, and the only things that are allowed in our hiking pack is what we actually need for the trail. So water, snacks, sunscreen, layers, and just like our optional stuff like cameras and stuff and batteries. And then the porter carries your duffel bag. So we were all supposed to bring...
sleeping bag and all that, or...
No, the duffel bag is like all of your clothes. So the clothes for like the entire trip.
The whole 12 days.
Wow. Like everything that you brought that you need like to change, your shower stuff.
Essentials.
Essentials.
Wow, that's crazy.
So they carry that for us. Some of them would be carrying two people's.
That could have been right, but he was playing.
It's all female
expedition. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know. Oh, dang. So.
Oh, yeah. So that company actually announced just this month that they're now going to do, they're going to broaden up, just no longer doing an all women's. Oh, they're going to include men as well.
Okay. Like second time's a charm. Now like Ray can go.
Like male porters too, or just like. The travelers.
Travelers.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be like the same foundation, like hiring a female?
Stuff? Maybe. Mm. I think that's what they want to
keep it as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's insane. I don't know, man. I don't know if I would get it to that point. I do enjoy hiking. I'm glad you guys introduced it to me and Dee, but it's an occasional love and hate relationship sometimes.
No, even for me sometimes. Like,
you ever get to that point?
Yeah. It wasn't Whitney. It was... I did Mount Wilson last month. And there's different ways, of course, to do it. Yeah. And I chose to do the hard one where you start from the street and then go all the way up the mountain and then back down. And I remember that day was just so long, also hot, and coming back, going up, I was like, do I really want this to be my hobby? But then when I got down, I was like, oh, hell yes, this is why I love it. Like, just that feeling of, I did it.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know. Like, now and then I feel like, there's certain ones that I would want to do for like the gram, just being like, I want to go to that, you know, what's that, the wave?
Mm.
Is it Arizona or?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a hike or whatever it is, like a trail.
I think I read it's like 6 miles, but I'm sure it's pretty flat.
No. As far as like the way it looks, but that's when I was like, oh, I want to do that maybe next. Hopefully we'll see. But that's the one that's crossed my mind where I was like, all right, cool. Because I know the most recent one me and Diana did was the potato chip.
Oh, yeah.
Which was cool. It wasn't too hard at all. I think we beat the sun for most of it. It was coming back down. We were just like, oh, dang it. Mm. Sun's out. But now I understand why you'd like to go early. You know?
Yes.
It makes sense. It's all coming together. And I was like, oh, full circle. You don't want to see people. You avoid the sun. Mm-hmm. Kind of have the trail to yourself. So I do understand now. It took me a while to be like, why do I have to be up at 4 a.m. to get there at 4:30 or 5? It's all coming together. I understand. So you've been recently on a binge. I don't know. I think it was during the beginning of the pandemic where I feel like all these trails, what would you do? Like them being closed? Because I know for I don't know how long of a period that the like hiking and trails were off limits, or were they closed for most of it?
In the beginning, right? Some trails were closed. And when they started to open them back up, it was just getting a little too crowded. So then some of them got closed again because of the crowds.
Yeah, it would kind of reverted back again.
Yeah.
But
because everyone was like outdoors.
They wanted to be outside.
Everybody became.
Yeah. Everyone became hikers all of a sudden. All of a sudden, everyone wanted to hike, you know?
Yeah, it was good.
But I think, so you've been on Hot Springs, which is crazy because I didn't know. That was a thing. Like, as far as, like, you can find hot springs. Mm-hmm. I knew that. But as far as, like, I didn't know there were that many.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of brought this up? Like, you're like, all right, trailing, hiking, cool. Now I want to, like, lean that to end at instead of a waterfall, maybe hot springs.
So, growing up camping, my parents loved Kern River. And that was actually the first hot spring I think I ever went to. But never did I think, oh, like, this is going to be my thing now. and I enjoyed it. It was really nice. But after that, I went to a few hot springs in Guatemala, but also just, like, just the touristy thing to do. And Here, I remember going on a trip to Mammoth, and I ran into a guy, like, we were talking at the hot spring, and he was talking about other ones in the area, and I was like, oh, I didn't know there was other ones. And when my friend and I got back to my car, there was a map on my window, and he had pointed out all the different ones in Mammoth on the map, and I was like, that's so sweet. And I was, and that was like what kind of like, I'm going to go to these. I'm going to find these, and I'm going to find more.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so it was that man in Mammoth.
Okay, shout out to that guy in Mammoth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. No, that's crazy. I didn't, how hot do these, like, these are all natural hot springs, right? Or
most of them. Some are man-made. We've been to some man-made ones.
Oh, snaps. I didn't know you can man-made hot spring.
Well, you just, like, divert hot water into, like a different pool and then collect it yourself. Like, oh. Well, that's what I mean, like, man-made.
Like, or, like, man-made pools where, like, yeah, they'll go, like, cement it or make it actually nice. Yeah. Okay. That kind of threw kind me of man. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. I was like, what?
Still, like, natural
man-made water.
It's still natural
pool
water. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just someone built, like, a tub around it.
Oh, okay. No, that's crazy. I just, how hot do these hot springs get? Obviously, you have your little temperature gun. Little gun's coming in handy. Not for COVID, for these hot springs, okay, guys?
I know. So, Nevada is considered to have the most hot springs, but they consider even, like, boiling hot spring, and Idaho has the most soakable hot springs. So the ones that you can actually get into,
like,
and enjoy.
Actually just,
yeah,
like, relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, because the ones in Nevada, they're, like, way high, like, over 178, cool, 200 degrees.
Well, you are in the desert, right?
So. Yeah, so they're, like, geysers. As far as people, I think they don't recommend you to go over 120 degrees Fahrenheit, which I feel like it's... You got to be brave to be able to handle that, because the most that I've been able to handle enjoyably is 106 degrees. Yeah, because there was some man-made ones in it was a hot springs hotel.
Okay.
And they had all these rooms where you could go into, like, your own private hot spring, and they had up, like, 90 degrees ranging to the hottest, 106 degrees. So we chose the hottest one, and that was pretty hot. We just kept going in and out, in and out.
I don't know. I can do that. How hot do, now I'm trying to think out loud, how hot do jacuzzis get? That's where I want to know, because I think that's my cap. Whatever the jacuzzi is, that's where I'm like, I can manage that and enjoy it, but I don't know.
They're typically like 90s. In the 90 range.
All right. I can do 90s then. I don't know if I can go there. Because I know you can, like, the average, like, as far as, like, I know you can amp up the heat for most jacuzzis. Like, oh, you can choose your temperature. Yeah. Obviously, they cap at something. But I feel like 90's good. I don't know if I would do 100.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
There's that one that we did close to, like, Calexico that was, like, that state park one. That one was super fucking hot.
Oh, the one where those like three guys showed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one was. I don't think I had the gun then.
No, that one was stupid hot though. That was hard to sit in.
Yeah, like it was hard to even put your feet in it.
Oh, heck so no. Then I've always ran hot regardless, and that's why I'm like, normally the mist is just like boiling hot water. I'm like, all right, warm to hot, you know, a little. Tempered heat, but not too much. But I'm like, I don't know how people are like, they're like melting their skin off trying to do this stuff. And I was like, no, it's too much for me. I don't like that.
Yeah, that one was probably the hottest I've ever been in.
That one was hot.
You actually fully got in.
Yeah.
4 seconds. Yeah. Like,
and then, like, you dip out.
It was like, do it for the gram.
Yeah. It was hot. Yeah.
It was so hot. Even, these other men that had been there before, they came and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. And then they told us that there was a valve in the pool that he just had, that Ray had to like turn off or turn on.
Because
remember you
reached. Yeah, I turned it down.
Okay, so there was a valve and somebody left it on.
That's why it was so freaking hot.
And that's
hot.
Why it was so hot, yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Cool down enough to dip up to my chest.
Yeah.
And you're just like, quick.
Like, I'm out.
All right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That felt like I was boiling alive in that thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you learn a lot going to hot springs. Like, if it ever has a valve of the source coming into the tub or whatever, you should always turn it off when you leave.
Okay.
Because it's faster for the next person to heat it up than to cool it down.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Yeah. Hotter, it stays pretty hot. Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's crazy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you've been doing it ever since. Like, oh, when did you start? I know it's kind of like...
It was...
I think it was just more recent because I know that...
Yeah, when COVID hit, that's when I like 0 to 100 with it.
Dude, you just went, yeah, you did go 0 to 100.
Like, oh, yeah, enough that we went to Idaho to
yeah.
Go hunt down a bunch of these.
Okay.
Like on and off since maybe what year was that when I saw when map guy? It was before 2015. 2013. No, not that long ago. I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
2015.
Okay, and then that's kind of just
strong. Yeah. Yeah, so it was like once every here and there.
Okay.
But with actually like researching for them.
Okay. You're actually doing your homework and like, hey, these are my list where I'm trying to do.
Yeah. When I actually wanted to find them.
How was that trip to Idaho?
It was so fun.
Yeah.
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 What do you like?
I immediately wanted to move there. Like, that's my number one right now
really?
For us
Idaho.
To move to. Yeah.
Thought Ray was the hoe. Yeah. No, that's crazy. I know Ray had mentioned it to me, and I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah, like I love it out there." And I was like,
"It
what?
Is. It is so beautiful,
and majestic, like just like all around.
All around.
Is this all a small town vibe, right?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knew we weren't from there. Oh,
awesome. Well, you are. You guys are brown, so yeah,
I know. It's like they've never seen a brown person.
I'm going on a tangent, but one of my cousins, he actually went to a Midwest for like almost like a contract job. It was only for like 7-8 months, whatever it was, and he got asked that like while he was out there because he was the only brown guy out there, and he's like. It's like, are you a Mexican? And they're like, he wasn't offended. He was just like, they've never seen one in that area where I was at. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, not in a bad way. I just thought it was funny because I was like, oh, dang. It's pretty surprising. Like, you know, you go to a place and you're just like, those two aren't from here.
That's how it felt like in Stanley.
Yeah, and that's like, really the thing about...
So-so,
yeah.
But really, it was like Stanley that was like...
Because hot springs are always usually in rural areas.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So we come across that a lot. We're very used to it.
Dude, yeah, brave. You guys are brave. I dig it. I want to actually talk about something you guys cherish close to your heart. I don't know if you want to scoot in, Ray.
Is it beer?
I don't know. That could be actually another episode. That'd be so a lot. If Ray, if you want to, there you go. You guys can share the mic. All right, you guys can talk to it. Yeah, you guys share cooties. It's fine. I actually want to talk about hockey.
Ooh.
Now that
I was
obviously,
wondering where this was
I was curious. I obviously, let TBD. We're not talking about this season. We have to wait for next year.
Yeah, but the season didn't exist.
Yeah, it was not not the greatest to say the least. But at least, what brought your guys' love for hockey? I know Ray, you kind of played hockey, right? A little bit, or
you got it. You got a backwards.
All right, the mic's for me then.
Okay, mic's for you.
I got Ray into hockey.
Oh, is this true, Ray?
Like I watched. Hockey and was at a game.
As a
kid.
Oh, shots fired, guys.
So I remember going to when it used to be called the Arrowhead Pond.
Absolutely.
I remember going there and watching a Ducks game and taking a picture in front of Wild Wing, the statue that's up there.
Yeah.
And so I liked hockey, but I never had was invested into it as like I am now until I met Shelly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You were the one that used to play hockey,
yes.
Right? Okay. That's why I was like, oh, I had these, my story's confused. I'm sorry. I apologize. So you actually played hockey.
Yeah. Growing up, my dad put me, my brother, and my cousin into hockey.
Okay.
And I started roller hockey with them. We were all on different teams because it went by age groups.
Okay.
I was the only girl on my team. And we used to play at a roller rink in Fullerton.
Oh, okay.
And then my brother advanced to ice hockey. And I remember I did try it out with him. And I wish it didn't. I wish I didn't let this get to me then, but it did. But there was other girls on the team, and I was just annoyed with how much they just kept trying to talk to me about my brother. And I was like, no, this is not what I'm here
We're
for.
We're talking about Byron?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and
God.
So, so I was, and yeah, that first tryout, I said no.
Yeah.
Just because I let it get to me and I was like, this is not what I want to play for. Like, if it's going to be.
This is going
to
be all this all the time. Yeah. Okay. What brought your dad to be like, you guys should do hockey and not any other sport? Or was it different sports or it's just like soccer?
No, it's actually only hockey.
Wow.
And I'm.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would have never in a million years. Instantly, I just feel like, I'm not trying to sound racist or anything, but soccer would have been my initial. Be like, you know, because I feel like every kid, I got into soccer.
We're Hispanic, bro. It's either soccer or baseball.
Or, baseball. And that's what my dad, he did baseball for 6 years. I kind of did the whole soccer thing a little bit. Not too well, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then basketball was kind of like, oh, I like this. But, yeah, baseball, I kind of got into the whole, like, I would like to go with friends just to the batting cages and just do that. And I was like, that was fun to me. But I digress. It was, but, yeah, instantly, I would never thought your dad would have been like, all right, kids, we're going to do hockey, all three of you guys.
I think what sparked it was because my parents both worked for Kwikset. And when, in 1993, when the Anaheim Ducks were, like, founded, Kwikset got their own suite at the Honda Center, or it was Arrowhead Pound then.
Yeah.
And so growing up since 1993 till when my parents left Kwikset, we had those suites.
Oh, okay. So that's so, what kind of like.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was our first hockey team.
Do your parents still follow it as much as you guys do? Or
no, they don't really, follow it, but they do enjoy
the sport. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hockey, man, that's insane. All right, obviously the season has gone to crap, but let's talk about you guys' talk about your favorite players. Who do you guys have in mind? Or where would you rank your top, say five players.
Of like all time.
All time. Not current roster.
Team is on. top is definitely the Finnish Flash, Team Mussolini.
Okay.
After that, Paul Kariya. Yeah, Paul Kariya. Who else? No, fuck Peros. Bro, he's making some bad moves in that he's the part of the safety commission now. He's being an asshole.
So, we're talking about.
So I'm pulling a. No, sorry. Sorry, Peros. You're off the list from now on.
Okay, the reason I love George was because he was always the fighter, the instigator.
Oh, okay.
And he had this very unique mustache, so everybody would wear mustaches sometimes.
Yeah. Wow, to the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty
Me
cool.
Me and my
that's
mom wore neat. One for Mother's Day when I took her.
Great. I remember, now that you're talking about it, that's crazy. I remember one of my first games to the Ducks. Obviously, I enjoyed, obviously, the movies. I obviously grew up watching them, and that's what kind of made me love it, and it being like a hometown team, or like, oh, wait, we're the Anaheim Ducks, you know? I was always inspired by that. And when I went to my first game, I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, oh, it's a cool live sport, whatever. And then after seeing, I think it was two fights that day and then a hat trick, I was like, I was blown away because I was like, what's that? Why are these people throwing these hats in there? I was like, this is illegal, guys. You can't throw stuff at the players.
Nope.
And I was like, oh, it's when a player, you know, scores the three times in one game. And I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, well, how do they get their hat back? And they're like, they don't.
Nope.
I was shocked. I was like, oh, man. I was like, I'm not throwing my hat.
I know.
I was like, I spent $30 on this new era. I'm not throwing it. I was like kind of looking. I felt like people were looking at me because they're like, hey, bro, why don't you throw your hat, bro? And I was like, this is my hat. I paid for it. You're not going to get it back. I really was so confused during that time. But I did love the sport. Obviously, I don't follow it as much as you guys. But just seeing it live and, like you said, the whole aspect of them being allowed to fight. What are the rules, like, on that? Like,
on the
as far
fighting?
As fighting, on the fighting, yeah, on hockey. Because I never really...
It really depends on the referee. Yeah. If the referee wants to break it up or not. Sometimes they'll, like, let it ride for a while. But usually, sometimes they stop it immediately. They're like,
okay, yeah, like, no.
Yeah, usually it's if it's one player gets tossed onto the ground that the fight's over.
As soon as he hits
the ground. Yeah, as soon as one player hits the ground, the fight's over.
Hence why they hold on to each other.
Yeah. Oh. But you're also, like, on ice.
So yeah, no, but that's on top of that. That's why I'm like, oh, you're holding on ice, and you're just like, okay, okay, that's...
I think I've only seen one knockout on the ice, and it was from one of our players. It was Stone. He did, like, a flying Superman to Iafola. He's an LA Kings player, and he's just, like... He didn't, like, knock down, but, like, he went down to his knees. You saw, like, his knees just buckle, and he goes down, and it's like, oh, okay, yep, that fight's over.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy. No, but I've enjoyed the sport since you guys have been taking us to games. I'm sad. That's why I'm like, I want to go back, and that's the one thing where I'm just like.
We were
I think
so
me and you were talking about it. We're like, let's go see the Vegas Knights. Like, let's just go see a hockey game. Like, we want to see in person. Yeah. But that's crazy. Yeah, I've always. That's why I'm like, damn, this is so, I feel like. What no other, you know, real like sport like that, you know, can you really do that? That's why I'm like, oh no, you. As far as like fines or suspensions, does that happen too, or like to an extent?
Yeah, definitely.
So they get fined for the fight.
Well, not for the fights. You get fined for like other things where it's, you know, injury to a player that's deemed like a major or something like that, or.
Oh, crazy.
Like unsportsmanlike conduct and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
They
so
still
you get,
do that.
You
okay, you still get
like
fined
that.
For that. Okay,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you don't get fined for fighting. It's usually just like a 5-minute major
penalty.
You just sit in a penalty box for 5 minutes.
It's so funny. It's always hilarious. It always makes me laugh. You're just like, hey, you're on timeout. Go over there.
Mm-hmm. It's always funny when you see like a line brawl and then you see half the team on both sides in the penalty box. That's always funny. That's always funny.
How does that happen? Like, it's just people just like all at the same time?
It just multiple fights break out.
Yeah, or like if within those 2 minutes of them being in the penalty box, other people get a penalty, then they're all like in the box together.
Wow, it's the same box.
It's the same box.
That's why I was like, don't they have? For a second, I thought like each team had their own little box.
There's two boxes, one for each team. But when
they
it's get
the same
team,
you're just like,
and it gets pretty crowded in there if it's like a line brawl. So that just happened recently with the Capitals and oh my god, I know it's Tom Wilson and some other team, but. Oh, the Rangers, that's what it was. Before the playoffs, they all just got into, like, a massive fight because one player did a, you know, dirty play and the whole team just fought. And then, you know, there was, like, a 45-minute, like, penalties and each team in the penalty box had, like, 7 or 8 players in there. Just wow. It was just full. It was really funny. It was super hilarious.
Oh, man, that's crazy. How far what's the – I'm just going to say any team, but – what's the best seats you've ever had to, like, watch a game in person?
You want to go first?
To watch a game in person.
You're like, what's the closest?
Like, you've been to the ice. It doesn't matter if it was, I preferred Ducks, but, you know. But
I've got one and it's not the Ducks and it's kind of annoying.
Okay.
Arizona. Is that the one you're going to say?
No, I've been even closer.
Ugh.
Oh, I know he's going to say, too. That's why it just made me laugh, because I was like, I know he's going to say. How about you, Shelly? Where's the closest you've been to?
I think I was, like, 3 seats behind the ice. Okay. No, I'm sorry, 3 rows behind the ice. That's the closest I've been. I haven't been right there.
Right on the glass?
I'm trying to get there.
Okay.
That's my goal.
I never knew how joyous that could be.
Being that close to the ice?
And it's... It's wonderful. It's amazing.
Yeah, when we went, we were pretty close to the ice.
Oh, yeah,
we were
it was like...
I mean, we were in the 200s.
We were close.
We were in
and
the bottom
level. That was amazing. That,
yeah.
Great birthday gift. but, yeah, I was just, like, astonished. But I know Ray's going to have to say his closest seats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
My wrench uncle is a diehard Kings fan.
Oh, garbage.
Yeah, I know. So he invited me and my dad out to... Kings game, and they were playing the Oilers. And so, obviously, I rooted for the Oilers because, you know.
You can't root.
I can't root for the Kings in any sense.
Okay, and you were on the glass.
Yeah, and we were on glass. Like, on glass.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, like, yeah, there's nothing like being on glass like that.
So, obviously, my wife has her connections, so we wound up going to a Kings game, too, but luckily, the opposing team with the Ducks. So I felt like
nice.
So we were in the, not only on the glass, but the little, like, almost VIP section.
Oh, the ice box.
And I just remember, like, all right, cool. We were able to get on the ice, kind of shoot the puck around and be in, you know, middle of the ice. And then we were like, oh, let's get into our seats. And they had the whole suite, but they had tickets to go down to the ice box.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, crap. I was like, I got to go. Like, I just want to see how it feels. I was, like, blown away to be that close, not only to the players, but just being able to kind of just, like, that good old-fashioned feeling of just you smacking on the ice hitting the glass, and you're just like,
there's nothing like it.
Get out of the way! Get him! Like, it's so, like, it's almost like a high. Like, I was so, like, astonished, and, like, it's just a whole nother level of, like, watching hockey right on the glass, and that's why I was just like, oh, damn it, I got a little taste, now I want this all the time.
Yeah,
it was such a, like, I was like, dude, I need to figure out how to do this, because it was such a good feeling to be on that glass and just being like,
especially
see the players, right? Yeah. Especially when they get checked on the glass. It's just I was like, oh, dude, it was so, a few times they were just by us, and I was like, right there. It's crazy. Like, it's such a good feeling. But now that we're talking about on the glass, how much are tickets usually on the glass? Or depending on the team, right?
It depends on the team and actually who they're playing as well.
Wow. Okay, so it all factors in. Typically, what do you think?
If the Ducks are playing, like, I don't know, what was a bad team? Like the Sabres, I guess, is like a bad team. You get on glass, it's probably like 200 per seat. Yeah.
I'd say a little less.
Yeah, probably a little bit less. But, you know, if they're playing something like the Knights or L.A., like $500-$600.
There's
your
stimmy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's for crazy. Ticket.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, dude, honestly, dude, when next season starts next year, I am down to pay $200. Oh,
well, I'm already like a home opener. I'm there.
Like, oh, let's do it. Let's
paint my face and let's do it.
Yeah. But who are they playing? Are they announced
the schedule? They haven't announced
the schedule yet. No, but that's why I'm like, I'm down. Like, I'll be down to kind of watch some of them, like, just to see a crappy team.
Oh, it's usually Coyotes. That's who usually owes.
Arizona?
It's been a couple of different teams, though.
I feel like there was one team that, for some reason, was.
It's always the opener for the Ducks.
Somehow.
Last year, it was the Red Wings that we had the home opener.
Last year doesn't count. It's freaking COVID.
Yeah, that's skipped over that year. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Count. The only highlights were Trevor Zegras and Troy Terry. That's it. Those are the only highlights.
No, but that for under 200, I would be down, because it'd just be like, I just want to be on the glass. I don't care. I want to see my team play, whoever they play.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen for next year.
I know we were talking like a couple days ago, and like, so our second favorite team is the Knights, the Golden Knights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love and right now they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we're rooting for them.
And we were thinking, like, oh, if they make it to the finals.
To the final, yeah.
We have to go to a game.
We don't care how much money we drop.
Yeah. We have to go to a game. Because there's nothing like playoff hockey.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Playoff hockey is like,
it's another level.
Like, if you enjoy a regular season game, you think that's, like,
that's
super dope. A playoff game is, like,
another level.
It's
rowdy.
It's so insane. It's so rowdy. I loved going to playoff games when the Ducks were in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The vibes are so good.
Yeah, it hits different because, like, the entire arena is basically like
you're Ducks shaking,
and,
right?
Yeah, but it's also like,
this is like,
you're
this,
like,
is it.
Just make it this or break it. Yeah. This is where we go.
Yeah, it's all crazy.
Right. All right. Well, I'm gonna quiz you guys. So let's see. Ooh. When's the last time the Ducks made it to the playoffs?
Hold on.
It's been like 2 years.
Am I allowed to look at a calendar? I need to go back.
I think it's like the 2018. I think it's 2018 is the last time we've been there.
You're correct. Yeah. Right? Good job.
Yeah, I was going
to. It was 2018. That is correct.
Yeah.
2018. I was just curious.
And then we lost in like the first round.
Oh, yeah. That was the second year in a row we lost in the first
Let's not
round.
Talk about sad things.
Yeah. Remember, we used to be a good team.
Oh, man. So what do you think?
2007. What do you think? That's when we won.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
What do you think right now with the, obviously, our season's done this year, and what do you think they're going to make as far as, like, the roster? Or what change-ups do you think they're going to push for? Honestly, just blank out. What do you think?
There's already been so many changes. Like,
yeah?
I feel like we have, like, a whole new team, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, because we got rid of a lot of our old players last season. So Perry's gone. He's playing for Montreal. Yeah. Cogliano's in the Stars.
All my favorites.
Miller just retired this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Our goalie retired.
Our backup goalie, yeah. Miller time. Most winning American national hockey player.
So next season will definitely be different.
Yeah. I mean, Gibson's still in the net for us. I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah, he's curious. He loved him.
He's been so inconsistent these last 2 years. It's been really annoying. It's been super
COVID
annoying.
COVID has hit people differently.
I agree. Being stuck inside the house all the time.
Yeah.
You know, your mansion, whatever, you know. Gosh. Oh.
It gets his, like, dude,
retired.
Seriously.
What's usually, I guess, the retirement age? Or is it just kind of different? Honestly, for hockey? I'm just curious. Really, I've never really thought really about depends. It. Depends on the health of the player, right? Or
well, what's Miller? Like, 40?
Yeah, Miller was 40.
Yeah.
And he was still solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Once you're at 40, I think that's when people are like, all right, when are you going to retire?
Okay.
Yeah. Gets us 38, I think.
Hang up those ice skates.
Yeah.
No, but
never wanted to retire.
No, but I feel like since you're playing on the ice, I feel like obviously that's a factor, but their injuries, like, they're not something that's just like, all right, cool, lose a few teeth. Like, they really get injured.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, they get fucked up a lot.
Normally, like, obviously.
I think your knees are, like, the first thing to go.
ACL?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. From the times that you have tortured me and taken me to the rink, I just, like, I don't know how people can do this as a profession. Like, a profession in general. As a sport, to be like, I'm going to do hockey for my life and make money off of this. And I'm like, obviously, I wouldn't say I'm not the best skater.
No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
But you know, I'm one of that loser that's just hanging on to the edge of the rink. But no, but I after falling a few times, like, I would like to learn, like, to be, you know, at least to be able to just be on the ice. But how did you guys? Obviously, you skated. How about you, Ray? Did you learn? Or was
I like going to Disney Ice a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. So I went there a lot, and then my mom worked at a medical facility down off Cerritos, and right next to it was that it's like K something ice rink that was like right next to it.
Oh, the one right there across from
the indoor swap meet.
Yeah. That's still there.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time because my mom worked next door.
Okay,
so she would just give me money, and I would skate all day. And so
that's how you actually learned how to skate?
Yeah, and that's how I learned how to ice skate.
That's a great question, because I didn't even know how you learned to skate.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. I don't know.
I never played. I just liked
did
to
you
skate.
Ever had did you ever had the urge to play? You're like you got how would you rate yourself as far as the skating, like skating ability? Like, would you say you're solid or
six and a half, somewhere around there?
All right. Yeah. That's passing.
I can skate pretty fast. Going backwards is kind of like the thing that I always struggled with.
Okay.
Stopping's fine. Turning, I have no issues with like speed, so that's fine. I don't know. I just never practiced going like backwards and stuff like that.
No, it's
fine.
But at least you can stand on the ice. You know?
Yeah, I know. One of the last times we went to the rink, one of the guys that was like checking us in, he was like, "Oh, do you play hockey?" I was like, "No, I've never played hockey." He was like, "Oh, you should play in the adult league."
Why did he ask you that?
Because I'm beefy, and he was like.
You'd be a good checker.
He's like, just check him. He was like, "You're pretty big. You should play hockey." And I was like, "I'm too old, man. I'm 30. Like,
the next George."
I'm trying not to break my body. I already do it at the gym enough. I don't need to break it anymore.
Dang. How about you, Shelly? Are you able to skate backwards? Or
I can skate backwards, yeah. Yeah? I'm a pretty good skater, but what I always wanted to, like, further go into is figure skating.
Really?
I love seeing people, like, do their
little tricks and all that stuff.
And I wish I did practice it more, but the only challenge that I still kind of have with ice skating is stopping.
Really?
I could stop, but I stop differently than others.
How would you, what's the typical stop? Well, depending on the skates you have, right? Obviously.
Yeah. It's like just shifting all your weight and then sliding.
Shift it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I shift in.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to shift out. Yeah. So I guess learning the proper way of stopping.
Oh, okay. Learning the proper. Okay. Your own way. It works. It works. Yeah. Sure, why break it?
I stopped.
You know? So you don't hit those little kids on the ice. I've always wanted to learn. I want to learn. I actually really want to learn, but I just. After falling, you fall on that ice, man. It freaking hurts.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just horrible. Like, I've gotten bruised from the last few times, you know. Shout out to Omar. No, but it's just like, I feel like instantly, like, I don't mean to be that person. But, like, once I get the confidence up and, like, oh, I'm starting to go faster. And then I was like, shit, what have I done? I can't stop now. Like, you think that. And that's when I'm like, oh, damn it. Like, I got to figure this out. Because I know Diana was always down. I don't know how she learned, actually. I got to find out.
Probably same thing, growing up with Disney ice.
Maybe. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but I was just like, damn, you can actually, like, she's not the, but she can be on the ice. That's why I'm like, damn, what the heck? She's like, kick out. And then I think the one thing that just, like, frustrates me, because most people are like, it's like rollerblading.
It's not.
No.
Normally, that's what I've heard before. Like, when growing up, they're like, oh, it's like rollerblading. And I was like, you know what? I don't know how to freaking rollerblade either, so get with it. So it's a lose-lose for Angel anywhere. That's why I'm like, dude, what the freaking hell, dude?
It could be.
I mean, maintaining your balance, I guess.
How about you get some Heelys, like Jen? Maybe.
I don't know. See when baby boy comes. I actually might get him Heelys and get myself Heelys. It'll be my excuse, because I was never able to afford them because they were expensive, you know, back in the day when we were growing up. Nowadays, like
whatever.
Yeah, like $30, you can buy them, you know, on eBay or something. But initially, when they first came out, I was always like, oh, that's something maybe I could do. Mm-hmm. Like, I can actually maybe skate like that. But
I had a pair of rollerblades growing up.
Yeah.
So I used to roll a bit around a lot.
Yeah.
Until, like, got a skateboard.
And me too. I rollerbladed.
Yeah. I think it was a Christmas gift. I believe it was from my mom or my grandma. And she got me a pair of skates. I think it was like that, the gift of the year, where just people were just getting skates. And I think I tried them once. I forgot who was trying to teach me. I think maybe a friend of mine that knew how to rollerblade. And I just remember eating it and then tried it one more time. Like, I ate it right in front of my grandparents, Allison. I was like, never again will I put these on. No, but, like, I literally ate it really hard. And I was like, oh. Like, I just was, like, knocked the wind out of myself, and I was like, no, never again. And I just remember I'm leaning more towards my grandma, where she had found them. She's like, these don't even fit you anymore. We're going to sell them. And I was like, oh, damn. I think it was like two times that I actually tried, and I was like, no, it's not going to happen. It's just the whole balance thing for me. I don't know. It just doesn't work with me.
That's weird.
Is it the balance, or are you afraid of falling?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Being a big guy, like, I'm like, dude, I'm 6'1". Like, you know, quarantine weight has stuck around more than quarantine. But normally, that's why I'm like, nah. Like, I think that's the nervousness that comes in. Because, like, I'll be down when I'm, like, on the ice skates. And I was like, oh, I'm skating. Like, I get the confidence. And then I was like, holy crap, maybe I should have figured out how to break. Because the people are nice. They're there. They're like, oh, that's how you break. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, cool. Very helpful. But, you know, me being a big guy, it just doesn't mix. I don't know. How big are these hockey players normally, typically?
6'6".
Yeah. So they're usually pretty tall.
They're usually pretty tall. I think Cogliano was like, I think he was the shortest. I mean, he was like 5'10". Yeah. 5'10"? He wasn't very tall. But, yeah, most of them are pretty pretty big guys.
Usually that's like why it's crazy. Plus. That's why I'm like, yeah. I kind of just went until I was like, oh, I'll just get, I think my grandpa got me like a BMX bike, mm-hmm. you know, with the whole pegs and all that stuff. And I remember doing that and I was like, oh, I can manage this. And like Dave Mira is like six something. And I was like, I can do it with this little bike and start kind of doing that, but never really got into anything crazy. But I just remember being like, I can ride a bike. There's the thing I could do.
I did all of that.
Yeah.
Rollerblading, skateboarding, I had a BMX. Yeah, I did all those.
Mm-hmm. Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, I think bike is what stuck to me the most. And then my knockoff Razor scooter.
Mm. Oh, my God. That would give, like, the worst ankle hits.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Oh, dude, those were right kill it. Yeah. I try to be that kid.
I don't know why it would flip around. Why does it need?
Well, I think it was just more for at least for my recollection was the whole like, oh, I want to like do jump off and do the little yeah, exactly.
Or like put a bumper on there, like
I don't think they got as far as like them being in the designing thing. Yeah. Like this is gonna hit someone's ankle. Let's put a little rubber towards
it
this.
Was lit. Oh God. I still recollect that.
It's such a horrible pain.
I got messed up on everything. It didn't matter what it was. Skateboard.
Skateboard. I was able to slightly.
I would rather fall though than to have that razor hit your ankle.
Oh yeah, no. I agree with Shelly. I agree with Shelly in that because I just
had pedals on your bike hit your shins.
Oh yeah, I'm saying any other pain.
But the ankle, like that tail whip, and then you can just feel the full force, and you're just like.
Yeah. No, I'd rather fall off a bike. I'd rather fall off anything.
That's crazy. Yeah, I just feel then that's the one thing. Like when I remember, I think it was my family just got me a skateboard, and I was like, it was like a bigger skateboard where you're just able to kind of like just cruise.
Oh, a longboard?
Almost a longboard. It was like a knockoff one from like the swap meet. So it wasn't a longboard, but it was in a regular skateboard. It was a little bit bigger. It was like almost like a toy skateboard.
Was it those old school Tony Hawk ones? They had like the fat tail on it?
I think, no. But it's something similar to that. And I was just like, I would kind of just ride, but I was always like the timid rider where I was just like, I'd push myself off and just kind of cruise with it. I wasn't like my brother-in-law when me and Diana first started dating, like he was really into skating. But like he was like
doing tricks and
doing like tricks and trying to figure all this stuff out. But that's why I'm like, no, I never got to. I just want to just stay balanced on that freaking skateboard without being knocked off by a little pebble on the sidewalk.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst when you're going to school. Because that would happen to me a lot because I'd skateboard to school, especially high school, like in La Huera.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than like eating shit in front of like a group of girls. And when you're riding,
as your backpack flies off, and you're just like, oh, yeah, man.
There's like nothing more worse and humiliating at the same time than eating shit like on a skateboard like that in like your backpack. And just, yeah, it's the worst.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't miss that. That's why I was like, I never really took it. I got to that extent where I would take it to like far away. I was just be like, oh, I'm just going to be in the park or kind of cruising right here. But never again. That's why I was like, no, I feel like I've always been unbalanced. Even Diana says all the time, like, you're just so clumsy. And I was like, no, I just feel like, I just don't know. And sometimes I just get unbalanced all the time.
It's a good thing that Peloton's got, you clip in. And
exactly.
You don't go anywhere.
Well, there's another topic. I you know, Peloton bike, Shelly.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
you. I honestly am shocked that we got to that level. Because I remember when we were with you, still living with you. And I remember you would say all the time, like, oh, I'm going to jump on the Peloton bike at work, you know, because that's where you initially introduced, right? Or have you ridden it
initially
before?
Initially, I was introduced to it when we stayed at the Grand California Hotel in Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
They had one there?
Yeah. When I went to the gym and they had one there. Hmm. And I was like, what is this? And then that same month or something, my work opened a little gym, and I saw it there, and I was like, oh my God, it's here. And originally, I didn't listen to the instructors. I was listening to my headphones.
Okay.
And I was just looking at the, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know the idea of it. Never heard of everything. It. Yeah.
But have you done cycling before, like at gyms or anything? No, like never.
I never thought I would get into cycling. Okay. I mean, I have my bike, but because it goes somewhere, I'm going like,
yeah, you're not just, yeah, you know.
Okay. But I never tried spin or anything because I didn't think I would like it. I'm like, it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
So then I remember I took Alex's class and I was just looking at him. Yeah, and I was like, okay, it looks like he's putting in harder work. So I'll increase it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I ended up taking a ride where I listened to them and I was like, oh my God.
Game changer.
And I fell in love.
That's crazy. I remember you would tell me, you're like, hey, I have to. I'm going to be up early because I want to be the first one on the bike at work. And I was like, oh, dude, you're going to be so early. And I was like, dang. I was like, Joe's already leaving for work. And then you're like, oh, she's going to ride the bike over there at work. And I just remember it slowly starting to itch my way as far as, like, I started to hear it more consistently. And I was like, oh, because I would always see that at, like, when we had 24 or when I was at Gold's Gym. I was just like, oh, cycling class. Oh. So dumb. Like,
yeah.
Who the hell's gonna, the same like, way. Someone's gonna be yelling at you and you know, telling you what to do. Uh-huh. Oh, you know, that's just, you're just cycling. What, how hard is it? Like, that's what I thought, you know, in my head. Because I usually have Ray yelling at me when we're at the gym anyway. So I was like, that was already taken care of. Like, I didn't need to do cardio.
You don't need more yelling.
Yeah, exactly. I already had that. I was like, oh, I had another, you know, pause, freaking rep and shit. That's why I was like, all right, it'll be fine, whatever. And that's why I kind of just stuck with the whole, like, oh, elliptical. It's treadmill, whatever. I don't care for cycling. Usually I would do that at the gym on the bikes in front of the TV because I was like, oh, I want to watch the game. And just kind of just casually do it, not really pay much too much attention. But after, I think, when was my first ride? I'm trying to think. I think I jumped on at your bike when Ray got it for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was in regular clothes. I wasn't even ready for it. She was just like, just jump on. And like,
I was like, it's going to be easy.
I was like, just do an easy one, low impact. I forgot what, I even know the whole deal. I just remember it's being like
30 minutes of bottle ride.
And I was just like, all right, cool. Like, just do 10 minutes, Angel, and just kind of get a feel for it. And I was like, all right, you know, finally I'll fucking do it, whatever. You know, obviously I had the cages, so I didn't clip in. So I was like, all right. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's see this guy. The music was what helped me. And I was like, all right, cool. All right, turn the resistance. Oh, what the hell is the resistance? And like, all right, what's the cadence? Oh, okay, I have to be between here and here. Okay. And I was like, oh, shit, this actually is pretty solid workout. Uh-huh. I was shocked by it. I was like, no, I'm not going to be that guy.
And that's what's so impressive, the workout you get within the minutes of a class.
Absolutely.
I was like, dang, I never used to sweat, and this brought it out in me.
That's crazy. That's insane. Same thing with, Diana, when she was like, I want to get it now. And I was like, I initially thought she was joking. I was like, no, you're lying. I was like, we have no room for it. And look at it, beautifully standing in our living room. And enjoyment. Yeah. And I didn't realize like I know the commercial does it. It's like,
it's 2 inches by,
or it's like 3 feet by, or like the perimeter of it. 2 feet by like something.
Hey man, I work for them. Feet. I don't even know. Okay.
Horrible.
I'm on Treadzoom. Okay.
Okay.
You started on whatever.
oh my gosh. No, but like, I didn't think, I was like, oh, okay, we'll have the space for it. Actually, she got it for, in September of last year, but I was just like, holy crap. I sweat normally, just generally, any physical activity, even climbing upstairs. But that one, like, I would jump off the bike and I would be like, Ray, just shirt was just drenched in sweat. And I'm like, what the heck did this 30 minute class do?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm crazed about it. Oh, obviously it trickled down to my mother-in-law. Now she's got a bike.
I know.
She actually passed me in classes. I'm actually sad. That's why I was like, I might.
Holy shit, really?
Dude. So last week she had told me because we, my dad's birthday was yesterday, and she had told me, oh, I did 6 classes this week.
Damn.
Sunday was my only day off. And I was like, oh, how many classes are you doing?
She's killing it more than I am.
And I was like, 6 days? And she's like, yeah. And she's doing like 40, 45 minute classes.
Dang.
She's past me. I'm at, I think, 46 rides right now. She's already past me. She's at 50.
Holy Holy moly.
And I was like, you got it later. And that's when I was like, oh, damn it. I looked at Dan. I was like, I got to jump back on the bike. Because I just, it felt like it was almost like I didn't feel like, seriously, I didn't feel like my comfortability was there as far as like, oh, I don't know how often I'll do it. And then that's when I was like, dude, it just became almost like a high. I was like, I need to jump on. I was like, who's doing Alex or, you know, Jess King, whatever. And I was like, oh, look at this playlist. All right, fire. All right, let me do that.
Yeah.
I've yet to do the Beyonce ride. I know Ray's taking it. Oh,
my gosh. Ray doesn't even like Beyonce.
Oh, my gosh.
So that says a lot because he did like the ride.
I'm a metalhead, so I don't know.
Obviously. I've yet to do a metal class. I've yet to do it, but I'm a little nervous.
Those metal rides with Kendall Tool are...
They're death wishes.
I did not know that.
They're fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're fucked up. But those are the classes where I PR'd on. Mm-hmm. So...
And that's best, PRing.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, dude, it's crazy. That's why I'm like, I never thought I'd be that guy and be like, hey, I want to jump on the Peloton real quick. Because now and then I just like, all right, I got to do a new class. He was up there, but it's good. You know, I did knock it for so long. That's why I keep trying to convince Omar. I'm like, hey, man, you should come over and jump on the bike. I just need a little taste. I feel like, because you just eat your own words. I was like, nah, this is garbage. Exactly. I'm never going to have it.
You guys talked so much crap on me because I fell in love with a bike that goes nowhere. Ray works for them. You own one. Your mother-in-law owns one.
It's a trickle effect. And that's why it's shocking. Cause I was like, dude. And then I was so shocked when I had originally posted that we had got it, or, you know, Diana got it. And she was like, oh, I had so many people hit me up like, oh, dude, I got one too. And I was like, out of nowhere, people were just starting to message me like, oh, I was just thinking about getting one. And I was like, how'd you do it? And I was like, oh, they have a payment option. Like, just take that route. You know, it's easier for less of a hit. And I was like, dude, that's crazy. The community for Peloton is like insane. That's why I'm like, dude, this is cool. It's crazy.
During COVID, so many people that we know got one.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
Yeah, and it feels rewarding being able to see everyone else's, like, who you follow.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, dang. That's why I get motivated sometimes. I'm like, holy crap. Because I jumped on for my 46th ride, I don't know, like a week ago. And then I just remember, it's like, oh, who's working out right now?
I love when it tells
And then I was like, oh, crap, my mother-in-law's doing a 45-minute class. So I was like, damn it. All right, Angel, you got to do a 30-minute class at least.
Oh, my God, I need to follow her.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. And then I know Diana got, what's her name, on there. And she normally, I think she does what Byron does. She actually cycles outside. She actually does that. And it's Natalie. And I remember one time.
Oh, I have seen her.
And then she rides, like, pretty long distances. And I remember when we invited her over. She was like, oh, Diana's like, hey, just jump on the bike. Angel's going to make some dinner. Obviously not as good as, you know, Chef Ray over here. But and I was like, all right, let me just, you know, wipe something up, and did my famous salmon. I forgot what it was, but I just instantly, I was like, oh, jump on the bike, do like a 20-minute class. And she's like, or 15-minute class, I think we had told her. She's like, really, guys, 15 minutes? That's nothing. Like, I'll wimp right through it. And I was like, she's like, no, let me do like at least 20 to 30. I forgot whose class she took. And I just remember her like constantly as I was cooking, just looking over and just seeing her and just being like, she was like, oh, okay. She'd pause. She stopped. I'm like, girl, you like.
They never let you stop.
No, but that's why I'm saying though. Like, she was literally like struggling to kind of finish this class. And I think we were watching the debate. And it was around that time.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like, she was like kind of pausing, looking at TV. And she's like, oh, wait, how do you add this? And I was like, this is actually kind of hard. And she was just like breaking out in a sweat. And I just started laughing because she kept stopping. And I was like, no, girl, you have to keep going.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can cycle 30 miles to the beach and back because it's all flat road. Have me do like 30 miles on a Peloton class. It's because you're, like, adding resistance, which means you're going up a hill.
And that's the one thing I didn't know for the longest time. I didn't know that. That's why I was like, oh, okay, you know. You don't realize, like, oh, we got an incline coming up to this and that. And I was like, all right, jump up. And I was like, dude, I think, what's the highest resistance you've ever done?
70.
Like, actually, like, push through it. Was it a metal class?
It sucked. It sucked.
I've gone to 73, but it was like probably like just 10 seconds
like
in there. Yeah. Because you're just, when they're like telling you, keep
increasing. Yeah, keep going. Keep increasing. Do another two. Yeah. Do another five.
And then it was like, okay, 10 seconds. Just this.
Don't do that Metallica ride because that's.
Metallica. Was it the old classic Metallica?
It was a 45-minute class with Kendall.
45 minutes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Because their songs are long.
Yeah, that class is fucked up. I mean, it was an awesome class, but man, that class is fucked up.
Yeah, I was dying. I don't know that. That's why I started laughing because, like, when I see that.
At the end of that class.
But yeah, I think it was like around 50 or like 60. I was like praying. I was like, dude, this is so much pain. Mm-hmm. And it was such like, oh, hold it for 15 seconds. And it just felt like a lifetime.
Did you do Tunde's? Oh, I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, I don't take a lot of Tunde, so I don't know.
It was during the Black Lives Matter.
Oh, was it the like the empowerment one? I don't remember. I don't think I took that one.
Cause that one, I cried.
Oh dang!
It was tough.
Tunde.
I love her.
Yeah, my first class really I ever good. Did was
yeah.
Alex Toussaint. And that was in September.
I love him.
And I just didn't realize, like, I don't know what it is about him. It's just his energy.
His energy.
And it's just, I've done a few other classes where I'm like, meh, the instructor is like, not to knock them. I just felt like I didn't catch their vibe, their motivation didn't really.
It's who you vibe with.
And I didn't, at first I was like, no, it's just whatever class. I instantly, my first thing is like, oh, genre, all right, playlist, let's see what's on there. That's the first thing I take a look at. And then beyond that, I'm like, all right, this has a solid playlist. I can vibe to this. And then it doesn't even help me.
Yeah.
Because this instructor is not really giving me that energy that I think I need. So that's why I'm like, dude, Alex, freaking love him.
You have to find your person.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Alex was your first ride, right?
Alex was my first ride.
Robin was my first ride.
Robin?
Okay. That was a...
She's a beast.
That ride.
Also love her.
That ride.
I love the ones that put me through hell.
That ride sucked. Yeah, I did her Tabata ride first. That one murdered me.
Oh yeah, we went to see her in NYC.
Yeah, we did a live.
How was that?
Studio.
That was such a great experience.
Yeah. And it's obviously New York, right? New York. It's all based in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
New York, small.
Very small studio.
Yeah, and I think they did get a new studio, right?
Yeah, they have a new studio. No one's been in it though, and that's
obviously because of the whole for the COVID stuff.
Yeah. But that was cool. I don't know. It was gonna be like back to back classes though. I thought it was gonna be like one class and then we're done. But she was like, "No, we're doing two rides." So we did two 20-minute rides. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's great. That's crazy, dude. I think one of the classes I did recently was the Bad Boy Entertainment ride, the 45-minute Versus ride with Alex and.
Oh, Judy. How are the Versus stuff,
dude? They're legit. I took shit.
Oh my god, who was it? Who was it? Who was it? Who was it? Tourmaline versus Swiss Beats.
Oh my! I said that right
those
too.
Those playlists were fire.
It brought me back, bro. Honestly, because that was a few songs where I was like, they did this song. I was like, dude, and they just kind of motivate you.
I had no idea.
There was I knew Timberland with Swiss Beats too, and I was like, he has so many. I always knew he had a great, I guess, producers or who he produced. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But doing that ride, dude, I was like blown away. I was like, this is legit. Like this playlist, like I favored it because I was like, I want to do this ride again. It was so good. I'm super amped. It's a good investment, obviously. I've been slacking, so I got to jump back on there. Maybe.
I haven't been on in like a long
time. Last time I went on was past Friday. So I was like, all right, there's my 46 ride, whatever. But
as soon as the gyms opened up again, I was like, see ya, bike.
See ya.
I gotta go lift heavy weights.
And then now that we're talking about it, I was so excited for getting my shoes. And Obama's shoes for the clips.
It's so
game changer.
Game changer.
I was like, dude, these cages freaking suck, bro. Let me toss them in the pool. I was so annoyed because like I was very adamant on not getting off the saddle in the beginning because I was like, oh, this is trash.
Off.
I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I feel weird.
Yeah, and like, I didn't like doing it either.
And then I was like, oh, I don't like doing it. So I would just be like, all right, add resistance. He said I can add resistance. I'll add resistance instead, you know,
yeah,
to kind of make up for it. But after we got the clips and the shoes, I was like, dude, this is so much better, so much easier.
Yeah.
Like now I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, get off the saddle. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm straight. Let's do this.
Nice.
Like it feels good. Like, it doesn't hurt. I feel like you said, like, adjusting them and then finding my actual size of like feel for it.
Yeah.
Once I got locked it in, I was like, this feels so much comfortable.
Yeah. Cause I didn't like using the, we had the cages for a while too, until I got my own pair, but I never felt comfortable standing up just cause I felt like I was just going to fall forward in those things. I never felt like secure in the cages.
Absolutely.
So yeah, getting in actual like clip in shoes feels so nice.
It feels great.
And then you can actually pull in when you're,
yeah,
going up and then actually use your hamstrings. So yeah, it's nice.
It's a good feeling. Well, I think this is a solid 2-person episode. I don't know how that happened. I think it was great. I'm excited. You guys are the first two, actually. First episode ever. So you breaking barriers right here and talking to the wall. Well, guys, thank you for my guests, Shelly and Ray.
Thank you for having me.
No, of course. I'm sure I'll get you back on another episode. Maybe we can talk breweries. I think that's a good topic.
Oh yeah,
we can talk about that, or even some wine. Yeah, maybe wine about it. All right, guys, thank you again for listening. If you have any, you know, comments, concerns, questions, just hit me up on the DM. We're gonna go ham next podcast. Maybe do another special with you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you.